check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 25, Polokwane 21.
On the roads, Lanseria N14 West delays approaching the R512 exit, Central Joburg M1 South roadworks and heavy traffic at the Crown, and Edenvale N3 South restrictions because of the roadworks approaching Linksfield Road.
EFF leader Julius Malema says he is not intimidated or scared by former president and MK party leader Jacob Zuma, adding that he is ready to fight. This follows an exodus of prominent EFF members to the MK party, including its former deputy president, Floyd Chivambu. Speaking on the party's podcast, Malema says there is no way anyone is going to threaten the existence of the EFF.
Can't be threatened by Zuma. Zuma thought he buried me, expelled me from the ANC for comparing him with Thabo Mbeki, and Ramaphosa was used as an instrument. So my encounter with Zuma is not for the first time that it is the way it is now. He's inviting me back to fight with him, and I will do it with ease. I'm not scared.
Police issued warrants of arrest for three more suspects in connection with the murder of the bodyguard of the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Fort Hare. Mboneli Vesele was gunned down in January 2023. Earlier this year, 10 suspects were arrested in connection with the murder and were later released on bail. Police spokesperson Atlena Mate.
The SAPS has obtained three J50 warrant of arrest for Bafana Chiliza, Nkosiyazi Maphumulo and Sipiwo Jejani. We do believe that these three suspects do have answers as to the motive and the reasons why and who exactly killed Mr. Veseles.
Protest action in Lanesia South has escalated for the third consecutive day. Disgruntled residents embarked on violent protests since Tuesday against Joburg Water after a cut-off operation in the area. The water utility suspended water supply due to illegal connections and is scheduled to meet with the community leaders today. Ward Councillor Puseletso Nzimande says certain residents are exploiting the protest to push their own political agendas.
I went confidently, so saying these are my people, let me go and address them. So there was an element of political gain. So other residents were very aggressive to me, and it was not going to be easy for Joburg Water. What if the trucks went there, they banned them? And remember the current status of our country, there's no money in our city of Joburg.
And Sudan's warring parties traded accusations of deadly attacks on civilians as fighting raged between the regular army and paramilitaries. The army-backed government accused the paramilitary rapid support forces of causing at least 120 civilian deaths over 2 days. Jacaranda FM spoke with a resident of Sudan.
When the clash happened between the rapid support force and Sudan army, it happens in exactly the area I live. It was on Saturday, you know, I was just taking rest. Then I heard the sound of a guns in my area.
Listen to the full story on jackaroundfm.com. Click on audio on demand. I'm Emil Pinaar Hoofnisier. The EFF leader Julius Malema say hy is nie bang vir Jacob Zuma en die MK party nie.
What's the new logo? Sug vir niks. Okay, fine. Coming up for 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. As you are well aware, we got a whole bunch of free for you to download at any time jackpods. All available on our website, jackaroundfm.com. There's the Mandy Mayer thing, which is getting a lot of traction, which is 40 kgs lighter. We've got Mafro, the award-winning one. True Crime South Africa, the Afrikaanse Weergawe. There's the rugby one, To the Last Drop. The obviously Good Morning Angels. Even Legal Luminaries with Iman Repeti. And even Don't Hold Back, Say It Loud. But there's a new one, and Emilis Batroka, Sam, met Madeline Fashir. Hello, Yella. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this new podcast. Who's starting?
Yeah, so the Drive with Robin Ross got a call from a listener from who was listening from South Sudan.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Vrachis.
And he basically